Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day Wednesday, noon, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. A lot to talk about here in the noon hour. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Unfortunately, some not great news coming out of Flowery Branch. Grant McCauley, what? Grant McCauley going to join us in 20 minutes as
that
well?
Right there, like, when did that happen?
What?
The news we're talking about.
Oh, let's just do it then. Yeah, let's just get to an NFL no huddle and do it.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
Set! NFL no huddle, every day. Kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I don't know when it happened. Maybe Arthur Smith explained that, but Avery Williams is going to likely miss the entire season. ACL injury, surgery tomorrow. Friday night is what Abe said. So that sucks, man.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's a really big contributor on special teams, and he's your kick returner.
Remember, they found a role for him on the offense.
They were giving him the ball occasionally, yeah.
Damn. Well, first place, they'll look in-house. They'll definitely look in-house. I don't look at CP as more of a I look at him more as a kick returner than a punt returner. So I'm sure there's some guys on the roster that, you know, I thought I saw Mike Hughes. I think he returned punts or whatever. But, yeah, you know, that's one of those things where you don't make a big deal or miss it until it's gone, until you have that guy that you trusted who's back there returning punts and everything.
Well, he's really good.
Yes, he is.
And he had made a difference in the return game over the last couple of years where it had been a while since he'd really gotten anything. I mean, I know the philosophy that Dan Quinn had with returning punts was different, but, like, they just fair caught a lot. But, yeah, it was really nice to have a guy who could get you some yards, get some of those hidden yards, you know? 20 special teams yards on a punt return gets you a little closer to the end zone, especially with what the offense is dealing with.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, that's one of the things where, you know, they call it hidden yardage. The hidden yardage that you, like you said, gets you closer to the end zone. That's one less first down that you got to get, one less, you know, one less third down you have to convert. So I mean, but you have time to work some guys out. But, yeah, that's a big loss for them.
Yeah, I mean, luckily it's not preseason. Luckily it's June. But you never want to hear anything like that. And it sucks. It sucks that that's the news of today. Josh Allen's going to be on the cover of Madden. That's fun for him.
No curse. But, I mean, he's a premier player. They look to put premier players on this game. I saw him tweet out that it's always been a lifetime dream of his to, and that's most anybody that would say this, lifetime dream, especially when it was going back to that curse thing and all the players who were on it, like, they ain't no damn curse, and then they would get hurt, but eventually it seemed like it's not a curse anymore. So good for him. Well, you know,
do you get paid for that?
Yeah,
like, you get extra to be on the cover of Madden? I would think.
That I don't know.
I would think, right?
You
gotta get a little.
Or is it more just the honor of being
sure, I'm sure the honor is a big part of it as well. And when you think about, like, okay, obviously being the MVP of the league is one of the great honors you can get. But this is almost different than that. And, like, not only do you have to be one of those types of guys, you also have to be – the popularity has to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to really be one of the faces of the NFL.
Unless you're Peyton Hillis.
The year that they voted on it.
That's the only year they've ever done that too.
Yeah, they'll probably never do that again.
He ruined it.
Because if they voted on it, who would be on the cover this year? Maybe DeMar Hamlin, because I do think everyone likes that feel good story. But say that wasn't happening.
It looked so good to see him on the field.
He did.
Yesterday.
He was a full participant yesterday.
Yeah, looked so good. Who would they? A guy. Who? Like I think they like Richie Incognito would have been on there. Richie would have been on there. I can't think of anybody now.
Like Wes Welker.
Yeah, Wes would have probably
been
on there.
Snuck on a cover.
Yeah, Danny Amendola.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. He was hurt a lot.
Yeah, he was. I was
Kevin Hogan.
Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
Just the plucky receivers, huh?
Yeah. So if you're plucky enough, you can get voted onto the cover. Anyway, Josh Allen's on there. So if things go great, and they'd have to go great,
right,
for a Falcon to be on the cover of Madden in the next couple of years, who's the most likely candidate?
I think Bijan. I think Bijan.
Yeah. I think that's makes sense.
I think Bijan.
There's only been one tight end ever.
Yeah, it's Gronk.
So that would be a huge ask for Kyle Pitts. Not to say that he couldn't do it.
Right.
There's been receivers on there, so maybe Drake London if he blows up.
Okay.
Huge.
Who's the last receiver? Okay.
Calvin Johnson was on there.
I remember Calvin was on
Larry
there.
Larry Fitzgerald's
Fitzy
been on
was
there.
On there. Was Antonio Brown?
Antonio
was on.
Brown was 2019. Antonio Brown was on there.
AB was probably the last one.
Yeah, AB was on there.
So that was all that took was seven straight years of 1,400 yards. So, all right, cool. So Drake, get started this year, and then maybe in 7 years we can get you on the cover. Bijan probably is the answer to that question.
I think Bijan.
If Bijan Robinson's on the cover of Madden in the next 3 years, the Falcons win a lot of football
games. Would you be surprised this season if Bijan is the best offensive player they have?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
I was just thinking, it's like, is he the best offensive player? No, the best offensive player, Chris Lessman.
Okay, but like best offensive player that's going to touch the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if he leads the team in touchdowns.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's the offensive rookie of the year.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, how far are you willing to go with what would – I guess I would be surprised if he's the NFL MVP.
Yeah.
That would surprise me.
I'll tell you, when they were saying – I don't know if it was on one of the shows, but they were talking about who would have more rush yards, him or Tyler Allgeier. And I was like, that's a good point because I think Tyler Allgeier is still going to get the rock a lot.
I do too. I think Bijan will have more rushing yards
than
him.
Okay. I think
he'll certainly have more touches.
He'll have more touches than him, but what do you
total yards,
I think he'll trump him.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, hopefully that happens, and we'll be having fun conversations the next couple of years. Dennis Allen hopes, he's the head coach of the Saints, hopes they aren't forced to do Hard Knocks. So now that's all the teams that are remaining that are in contention for Hard Knocks are saying they don't want to be on Hard Knocks.
Yeah. I've only seen I've only seen two
Maybe
people
we should stop doing Hard Knocks.
That wanted it. Dallas wanted it because Jerry wanted it.
Yeah.
And Rex wanted it.
Other
than that, I've never seen –
It was like 10 years ago.
Like, I've never seen anybody just like – because the thing about when the cameras are rolling, a lot of times you see the truth. Like, we saw how dysfunctional Cleveland was. Like, we knew Cleveland was dysfunctional, but we ain't never seen it in – and when they went behind them, especially them coaches and meetings and stuff, you're like, damn, Hugh. Think about the fire, yo ass.
Yeah, the Browns one was the one, yeah, right?
But then, Miami.
I don't want to get fired on TV.
Miami, you got to see what a like Coach Philbin, and you're like, this is the NFL head coach.
Yeah,
this guy.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah.
Like some people have come out of Hard Knocks and look at least kind of cool,
right?
Or the story. The hard part is the people that tend to look best are the guys that don't make the team. You know,
there are these great stories
of these wonderful fathers who've overcome injuries and all this stuff, and then it's like the last episode, and it's like, and we cut him.
They always pan him walking out the building with the trash bag over his. Oh yeah, that's just bad. But and it's so crazy.
Antonio Cromartie had named all his kids one
that
time.
One?
That was pretty fun.
You remember that when Darrell Revis holding out and everything? I mean, it's always Chad Johnson getting cut on TV.
Antonio Brown. Speaking of Antonio Brown freezing his feet off,
yes,
like that was okay. The Raiders one with Brown and Gruden was pretty entertaining.
It
was just a blank show,
yeah,
and it was like they were trying to make it seem like it wasn't, but it was like every week a new episode would come out. Like, no, this is a disaster, man. And you guys are letting us sneak peek it. Like, you shouldn't. And now other teams like, we don't want that. Like, if we have internal disasters, we don't ever want to know about it.
Anyway, that's the biggest thing
we talked about earlier in the week. I wouldn't be surprised if we're seeing. Nearing the end of the Hard Knocks era. It was great. All right, there's still some contracts to be given out. Obviously, big contracts for quarterbacks have already been paid. You got Lamar Jackson got his contract. Obviously, Jalen Hurts got his. Still got to get Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert taken care of.
That'd be a trade camp.
training camp contracts.
Yeah, those contracts, when they're waiting this late for quarterbacks, they're usually done the day before training camp.
What Burrow's got to wait for Herbert, right?
Because
Burrow's going to get the biggest one.
Yeah. I don't think Herbert's getting more than Lamar.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think
he's going to try.
Of course he's going to try. But I don't think he's going to get more than Lamar. I think that – but these contracts – because usually when these big contracts come down, it's usually the day before training camp. It's usually always the day before training camp. But, yeah, if I'm Joe, I shouldn't have to wait because I don't think Justin Herbert's going to trump Joe. That's
right.
My biggest thing.
Okay. So Joe is sort of in a different category. He's going off of what Lamar got. He's going to get the most money, I think. I think Joe Burrow is going to end up with the biggest contract of this offseason, unless they renegotiate with Patrick Mahomes, and then Patrick Mahomes
ends
up with the
biggest.
That's
the one I'm waiting
to see. Yeah, because that might happen, too.
That's the one I'm waiting to see.
But there's no urgency on that one.
No.
It's like whenever Patrick decides he wants to be the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL on an annual basis, he will be.
What's their GM name? Brett Veach? Hey, Brett. Yeah, I'm ready now.
Now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now's the time.
Yeah, I'm ready.
55 per is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, Pat.
Okay.
Anything you say?
Oh, we were thinking we were going to be close to 60.
How about 60? Great.
You know what? Damn, Brett. 60 is.
You know what? That actually sounds better.
60
That sounds better. Let's do it. What about Justin Jefferson? Justin Jefferson's up for a contract extension. Obviously, he's still on his rookie deal.
Yeah.
Is he going to be the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL?
He's going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. He is going to reset the market. I know that Nick Bosa is looking for his new contract. He's going to be the highest paid. So it'll be the one of those two will be the highest paid non-quarterback. Because I think Nick Bosa is going to rewrite record books as much as he's about to get paid. That's why they're hoping that Brock Purdy comes back. So they got it. So they get keep him on that.
Irrelevant. They want that Mr. Irrelevant contract for the next three seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Nick Bosa is going to need every penny that he's worth. We were talking about this the other day too, maybe yesterday, off the air. Frank Clark is still available.
Yeah,
pretty good player.
Yeah. So
somebody's going to sign him.
But what are you?
What are we waiting for here with Frank Clark? Is he asking for too much?
Probably. I'm thinking okay, Floyd got 7. Frank won't double that, probably. So, 1 for 14 for a guy who don't pass rush into the playoffs?
But when the playoffs come around,
he's coming to get it.
He's the best guy out there.
Yeah. He'll be a good player for the Falcons.
Can they afford him?
No, they can't afford him. They can't afford him.
They have any money for Frank Clark?
Yeah, I don't think they got any
what's
money.
What's he asking for?
Yeah, Frank.
Because that would be awesome.
Frank just coming off of making $20 million for the last 4 years.
Yeah, he's not trying to make 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been making $20 million a year for the last 4 years.
Yeah. Somebody's going to pay him. I just didn't really. You asked me about it yesterday. I was like, somebody signed him and we just missed it. No, nobody signed him. He's still a free agent.
And then you saw the Jacksonville. You saw I just saw the new stadium plan.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's sharp.
Looks nice.
A little too sharp for Jacksonville. No offense, Duval.
Then where's their owner's money come from?
He's a tire guy.
He's a tire guy?
Yeah, he's a tire guy.
Okay. They're going to make those fans pay for that?
Khan?
Yeah. Khan?
It's Khan. He owns the Jacksonville. He owns AEW, the wrestling. But his original money, I guess, is that tires?
I think he's a tire guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks nice. No, every seat is in the shade.
Yeah.
I like that.
Are they going to keep the pool? That's
sure.
The nastiest thing in the world, that damn pool.
Stadium pools?
Stadium pool.
Yeah,
that's
got to
be so nasty.
I'm not getting in a pool in a stadium.
No,
I'm with
no
you
way.
On that one.
Yeah.
All right, Grant McCauley is going to join us next. We'll talk some Braves baseball. Grant, great win for the Braves last night against the Mets. Back at it tonight as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk to Grant next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to more Andy and Randy.
Andy and Randy.
Yeah!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday, 20 minutes away from the back page with Employee of the Month, Bo Johnson.
Employee of the Month.
He came in here because we're going to the game tonight. He's being honored tonight at the baseball game for being Employee of the Month. And he gave me a ticket, like an actual ticket stub to the Braves. Not a printed paper with the ticket on it, not a QR code so I can download the ticket. Like, I got an actual Ticketmaster ticket in my hand right now. I haven't had one of these in years. This is great.
That's one of those don't leave it on your dashboard, it's going to turn black, like don't lose it
tickets. Yeah, that's right. That's that paper that turns black if you leave it in the sun. It's exactly what it is. Yeah, you leave one of those in the car, it'll, I don't know, oxidize or something like that.
Never heard that.
That goes, I got a shoebox filled with ticket stubs from games that I've gone to in my life.
Now you can add one.
I probably haven't added to that in 15 years because they don't do ticket stubs anymore, but now I can add to it.
Oh, so that makes me feel great.
Thanks, Bo. Well, it makes me feel great that you're Employee of the Month and you invited us to go to the game with you tonight. You know who else is going to be at the game tonight? This guy, Grant McCauley, who joins us every single Wednesday at 12:20, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate, 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
What up, G?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Good. Enjoyed the win last night for sure. Always extra fun to come back and beat the Mets. Did the Braves get a new little rallying cry slogan last night, courtesy of Pete Alonso?
I can tell you the T-shirts are already being printed, so
one?
I would imagine so. They're on the way. They're on the way. I've got a buddy that does a really great job of that, and I am sure I'll be sporting that on one of my upcoming YouTube shows. But either way, it's you know this rivalry has, I don't know, its own little quirks and whatnot, but it may have been one of the weirdest things ever to watch somebody, you know, talking smack to Bryce Elder, one of the quietest, goes about his business, humble, soft-spoken, just out here just doing what I can do to help my team win, not flashy, not a showboat, no fist pumping, no nothing. You got him. You got it. He threw the slider. You got congratulations, Pete. That's super. That's your 22nd home run. That's really great. But I don't understand why it turned into the taunting for the dugout, because I don't care about watching the homers, you know, whatever your celebration is around the bases, you know, the stutter step into third, the low five, whatever it is. All of that stuff is completely fair game. Where I don't enjoy, and Randy, maybe you can weigh in on this, I don't know, but when it goes from we're celebrating the accomplishment and winning on the field of battle to now I'm going to taunt you and I'm just going to make fun of you from the side and from the safety of the dugout as well. When you're the biggest guy on the field, the whole thing was just comically ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it really was. But what did the young guy show you after that? Because he pitched pretty good yesterday also, but he's been lights out the last couple starts. Got a little rocky, got like he said, Lonzo got him and Lindor got him. But what did you see from him as far as putting his head down and continue to pitch?
That's really what I saw, and that's the maturation process of a big league, you know, pitcher. They're going to get you sometimes, and you know, you may come in leading the league in ERA and then leave, and somehow they added a third to a half a point to your ERA, and then you come out and just keep grinding away. But more so than your personal accolades and accomplishments and all that stuff that Bryce Elder has certainly begun to amass a little bit of that, and certainly the attention he deserves for it, he did exactly what you need him to do, and that's stop him from scoring from that point on. Give the offense a chance to get back in the game. Hand it over to the bullpen, and hopefully they can, you know, pass that baton along. And that's exactly what they did. The Mets got one hit after Pete Alonso decided to open his mouth and do the throw it again nonsense. And they might have thought that was funny, and they had a 4-1 lead. But now they got a four-game losing streak because the Braves were able to find the runs that they needed to come back in that game. And the Mets offense, which, as it's been for most of the season, has been very feast or famine, and they did not get quite enough to feast on a win against the Atlanta Braves last night.
I hope they never learn. Like, the Mets do stuff like this. It blows up in their face at the hands of the Braves often, and they continue to do it, and I hope they never learn because it's great. Let's take a step back a couple of days earlier in the week with the Mike Soroka news. What do you think it was that he was doing in AAA that he wasn't doing here that led to them not believing that he could figure it out at the major league level, all the way having to send him back to AAA?
I don't think that he really did anything differently, but what happens is when you come up to this level, major league hitters are going to make you pay when you're not in command, when you're not executing your pitches, when you maybe have some things that just are non-competitive, like his secondaries were against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was leaving the fastball up a lot. He wasn't able to put guys away with two strikes. I mean, those are the things that you have to be able to do at the big league level. And it's not a stuff question. It's not a, well, he needs to go learn a new pitch. I mean, we're talking about a guy that just needs to refine. And the only way to refine is to have the reps. And I kind of felt like, and obviously the Braves saw this differently, there was a nice opportunity to give him like a kind of a three-start run between Oakland, Arizona was going to be the tough one, and then you got the Washington Nationals at home. That's when I thought they would kind of look at it and say, okay, now we can assess what we've seen. But the Arizona start was troublesome because he wasn't getting any swings and misses. The command was kind of all over the place. It really wasn't there for him, and he eventually got into some trouble against Arizona the second and third time through the lineup. And that ultimately, I think, is what the Braves looked at and said, okay, well, we've got to at least – we've got to cover these innings. We've got to go with the best chance to get five, if not six or more innings out of whoever's taking the ball for us that day. They've tried the bullpen game thing. That doesn't work. They're trying to normalize this bullpen. A.J. Minter's starting to show some signs of getting back to, you know, who he could be and who the Braves need him to be, among other things. And Raisel Iglesias is also looking pretty good here lately too. So, you know, A.J. Smith-Shawver just kind of pitched his way, I think, into an opportunity by going up against that Arizona lineup, the teeth of that lineup, and really limiting them, you know, through that 2 1/3 innings. Now the question will be, and I think it's a valid one, but he has big time stuff. Can he get through second and third time through the order? And what exactly are the Braves going to look for to get out of him that Michael Soroka couldn't give you? And I think it's just a more competitive pitch mix at this time, and it's an upside play. And obviously the Braves are trying to win every game they can. They're just not in a place where they can afford to bring somebody, or plural somebodies, along to kind of figure things out at the big league level. I just thought Soroka might get another start to really decide before this decision was made, but you have to factor in A.J. Smith-Shawver. Clearly, he's a big piece of this puzzle, and the Braves are going to give him that opportunity this weekend.
Are you surprised by that, Grant? I mean, he did go three innings, and all of a sudden he gets his next time. The next time he'll appear, he'll be starting. Are we surprised by that fast track?
Not too much, because that's his role. But it was when the Braves brought him up, I mean, you heard everybody to a man saying, well, we feel like this is the same situation that we had Spencer Strider in, where he's a starting pitcher. We view him as a starting pitcher, but we kind of need a long man right now. The arm is so good, we want to have him around. And you just kind of add it up, and then somebody struggles or stumbles, at least you have an insurance policy now. Whereas, as we talked about with the bullpen games, and obviously the injuries to Fried and Wright, you know, you've kind of been, and Ian Anderson's not a factor this year because he had Tommy John. Like, all this depth that you thought you had kind of went away. So A.J. Smith-Shawver, who began the season, by the way, in Rome, he's 20 years old, won't turn 21 until November, is going to get that opportunity to come up and become one of the youngest pitchers to debut in the Atlanta Braves era of Braves baseball. So it's a pretty cool thing, and the youngest one since Julio Teheran way back in 2011. So this is a neat opportunity, but if you saw what he did against Arizona, you can tell why exactly the Braves are so intrigued with this arm and ready to give him the chance.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking about the Braves' win last night over the Mets. Looking forward to tonight as well. Now, when Austin Riley was kind of going through a little bit of a struggle a couple of weeks ago, we asked you if there were indicators that were showing you that maybe it was coming out of it, and there were. Mm-hmm. are there with Michael Harris right now? Like, because it some of these at bats just look like he's pretty lost. Are there things that are telling you maybe he's going to snap out of this pretty quickly, or what's going on with him?
Well, I don't know how quickly it's going to happen, but I've felt like the last week or so for him has been much better approach wise, results wise. He had that one game in Arizona where he had four hard hit balls. I believe it was 97 miles an hour was the softest one he hit, and three of them were well over 100. But he got robbed by Corbin Carroll of an extra base hit in the gap. It lined one that got turned into a double play. I mean, he's hitting the ball harder to that left side and over, and that, I think, is kind of the key to him. He had that opposite field homer right before the road trip, had the hardest hit ball of his career against the Oakland Athletics in the game, directly at the right fielder. He's hitting the ball hard again rather than rolling over to second base, which was a real problem the first few weeks of the season. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't think it did him any favors to start the season, come in, sit for 3.5 weeks, come back, hurt his knee, play with a brace. He's probably just now, over this last like week or 10 days, getting the opportunity to maybe feel like he is kind of all the way back and can get himself on track. He's up out there hitting early before the games. He's worked with Chipper Jones. Obviously, that approach to the left side, you can tell that that's kind of the influence that you get from a guy like Chipper, the all-fields approach. And I just feel like the talent's there, and the talent is going to break through. And you'd love to see it happen sooner, but it's just one of those things that in baseball you have these peaks and valleys, and Michael's unfortunately been in the valley a little bit longer, and I think it's more noticeable because he didn't spend much time going through this last year. Right. It seemed like any time he went in a 2-for-20, all of a sudden it was, hey, here's a three-hit game with a home run, a stolen base, and a great catch by Michael Harris. He's back. But he hasn't had that done yet. But he's only 22, so the league is still getting to know him a little bit, but the book may be out, and now it's the game of adjustments. And I think Michael Harris is more than capable of making those.
Oh, let's hope so, man, because you know how much we love him on – not us, hell, how much Atlanta loves this young boy, because homegrown – has all the tools to be a great one. Grant, real quick, the defensive effort sometimes with this team is a little shaky at times. And I remember I talked to you beginning of the year about some of just little things that you would see. I mean, are we a little surprised by, you know, some of the blunders that maybe Austin Riley's having lately?
No, I think that for the most part, a lot of that's normalized because you know, there's going to be some plays that, you know, and with Riley, I don't know that he's ever going to be a Gold Glove winner. But there'll be some plays that just kind of don't go his way. They don't have that night where he makes two or three just outstanding plays. And I think it ultimately just evens out in the wash. But when you got Orlando Arcia back after his absence, that I felt like stabilized the infield tremendously. Ozzie's been very good. I think, Matt Olson at times, and he's got a Gold Glove. There's a couple of plays that you're just like, man, was that a bad hop or what's going on there? And then, of course, we had that series in Toronto where there was a day where nobody wanted to catch a fly ball. So we haven't seen too much of that. And I do feel like the Braves are a team that Michael Harris is probably the best defensive player that they've got without question. Sean Murphy up there in that category as well. But you don't see him running around and diving into the gap to make plays. His value is different. But I do think that this is a club that does have the defensive pedigree and skill set to play better than they have at times this year. And that's going to be a big key as the summer heats up and this pennant race gets rolling. You got to make the plays. They got to score runs. We've been talking about that a lot. I think the pitching staff is kind of starting to figure some things out and get some stability. You got to play good defense to help those guys out too.
Grant, we appreciate it.
G-Man.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Braves Insider. You can catch From the Diamond every single weekend here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Grant McCauley. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Employee of the Month, Bo Johnson, will be with us next for the back page on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run league.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, an actual Andy and Randy listener. There's actually a few out there.
This is AJ in Atlanta coming to you, telling you to listen to Andy and Randy on the Midday Show. Two wholesome stand-up family men who were born hard and get in the loop, bringing you sports every day from 10 to 2.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. There's a few big stories today, as there were yesterday as well. Of course, we'll talk about the Braves beating the Mets in comeback fashion last night. Also, Messi's headed to Miami, man. Sounds like somebody else might be joining him, too.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in 20 minutes. We were just talking about championship celebrations.
Yes,
and athletes that lean into it.
Yes. Because they were showing a clip came up when you remember when Clay got so drunk he tripped, knocked that lady over.
I do.
And he had that damn boat hat on. I was like, who's been drunk? Who's enjoyed the? It got Draymond when he was drunk. Nope. Yep. You got him. Got Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce was drunk at the White House the other day.
Yes.
And was trying to give a State of the Union speech.
Yeah. Okay. Then he had. Who else? I said. What else did I say?
You had one other good one.
I had one other good one.
I don't remember. My favorite one is always Dirk.
Dirk.
Because I think Dirk was just drunk for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then, he came back and played a few more years in Dallas, but he never tried hard again.
But
he got his championship, and he was so good after that.
Dude, I've been to two championship after, the party afterwards. I went to when the Saints won the Super Bowl. It was at Club Live in Miami. And then when Dallas won it. Dude, I ain't never seen nothing like that.
The Mavericks.
When the Mavericks won it. It was just, to have a Dirk is like Dirk gets blank faced. I think Dirk blacked out, woke back up, and drank some more. Because he was just like you saw him for a second. He was standing in front, had the bottle. Then you see Dirk for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then Dirk comes right back an hour later, standing on the table with double fist in the damn champagne bottle.
Stetson Bennett probably should get some credit for how he celebrated as well. Yeah. Unfortunately, he got a little legal trouble for it.
I think Stetson's been the only person that's ever pissed off people at a victory parade.
Like his own fans.
Yes,
his own fans. No two-time champion has ever made his own fans more mad at him than Stetson during that victory parade. Yeah. Him going on Good Morning America the next day after the first one, though, and just being so still drunk on TV was, I don't know, man. All this stuff makes me like Stetson Bennett more. Maybe that shows a character flaw in my morality. Whatever. I think it's awesome. I think Stetson's awesome. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Satan man!
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So, I'm not sure if you noticed, but at the beginning of this segment, I played some Prince. Today is Prince's birthday.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Would have been 65 years old.
Wow.
Just the greatest. Remember, agreed. I was on the way to work. I was on the way to work here when he died. I was on the way when they announced that he had passed away. So, yeah, since this day.
Final concert was in Atlanta,
yeah, the
right?
one at the Fox. One,
yeah, Orm was there.
Orm was there, yeah.
Damn.
And unfortunately,
yes,
this morning the news comes across that the passing of the Iron Sheik.
Yes.
This morning it's 8:81.
81?
Yeah.
Wow.
Duh, he was so jacked up.
One of the best heels to ever grace the WWE.
It's not even close. Not even close.
Yeah.
He was the Elon number one!
And look, he leaned into it so much, no matter how many tomatoes got thrown at him, no matter how much hate he got from the crowd, no matter how much hate mail or letters that he got from fans who actually took stuff too seriously. You know?
Elon number one!
Yeah.
USA hot! Dude, I think that because I saw
R.I.P. Sheik.
You know they had they had those wrestling documentaries, and the last one I watched was actually his.
Oh, really?
And didn't know a lot about him, everything, but yeah, he was jacked.
He was.
He had then they told him about the shoes they used to wear and everything, and I'm like, how do you win wearing shoes like that? Like, how did that hurt? Like, you just stomping people out, but that's just the acting of the wrestling. Like Hulk Hogan, you thought he was damn near crushing Hulk's his thorax. or something like that. But yeah.
Yeah, what's he got in that leg?
Yeah, what's he got
crushing
in that leg?
People's larynxes and stuff.
Yeah, man, I don't know. But yeah, I he was one that you loved it. Him and Nikolai Volkov when he became his tag team partner. But yeah, I was like, damn. But I thought he passed already for some reason.
I thought he had
passed already. But yeah, one of the greatest heels ever.
And kind of being buried underneath all of the Live PGA news and Lionel Messi coming over here to play in MLS. Over in the baseball world, Jacob DeGrom gets some pretty bad news yesterday. Yeah. Jacob DeGrom is going to be shut down for Tommy John surgery to repair a UCL in his throwing arm.
I saw he's crushed. He's crushed. And I feel bad for him for some reason. I don't know why. Like, I don't.
Why would you not?
Well, I don't know.
He's not a Met anymore.
Because he's not a Met anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would still feel bad for him even if he was a Met.
I wouldn't feel bad for him.
Well, this is Atlanta. We don't want people to get
hurt.
Like,
you don't want people to get hurt.
But, yeah.
And his career has sort of been marred by injuries.
Because when he's on.
Too bad.
When he's on.
He's one of the best pitchers I've ever seen.
Yes.
When he's Unfortunately, on, he's just been so hurt so frequently. And he came up, we were kind of looking at his career earlier before the show. He kind of came up a little later because he switched to being a pitcher when he was in college. He was a rookie of the year when he was 26. So that sort of set him back a little bit from the normal trajectory age-wise. And then he's been so banged up the last couple of years. It sucks. I hate it. I mean, he's so much fun to watch when he's really, and he seems like a good dude too.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a huge bummer.
So some interesting stipulations or caveats to the whole Jacob DeGrom having to have arm surgery thing. One, the Rangers had not purchased insurance on his contract, which is a thing these days.
Really?
So they're going to be on the hook for his entire salary next year,
which is
despite him being hurt. Being
Whew.
Two, Jacob DeGrom had a stipulation in his own contract that if he were to have Tommy John surgery, another year gets added onto his contract. So in a sense, he is going to be guaranteed this year through another one. He's going to play for the Rangers another year.
So it's like a red shirt, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Wow.
But you get paid for it.
But he gets paid for it, Which you get paid for red shirts now, too, which is pretty cool.
So not as much as this, though. Tommy John year.
Yeah.
Or a year and a half.
Well, now we're talking, he's 35 years old. So by the time he comes back, because he's almost 36, by the time he comes back from this, he won't pitch again until he's 37.
Yep, because he won't pitch next year.
Another year tacked onto it. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully he can come back healthy. You've seen guys do it late in their careers.
Yeah, Verlander came back and won Cy Young.
The best example
of that. Like 38 after.
So, yeah, I mean, you hope that he's able to do that. But, you know, not everybody has that fortune. And it sucks because you're talking about a guy who's one of the best of his generation who missed a huge part of his prime because of injuries.
Yeah. So we didn't get to do big deal, small deal, no deal earlier, so I'm going to take one out of the page of Abe. So Aaron Rodgers has been spotted at Jets training camp. OTAs are going on up there and whatnot. Taking control of the offense, showing the younger guys what to do. No big deal there. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Aaron Rodgers working on a new handshake with his buddy Sauce Gardner that includes them throwing up the smoke and weed symbol.
Oh, this is a no deal. No, no, no deal. It's funny as hell, though.
It is kind of funny.
It's funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's funny.
But it's just like, it's not a big deal.
It's pretty corny, though.
It's so lame.
Yeah, it's pretty corny.
It's so Aaron Rodgers. Like, we're doing, like, weed smoking handshakes like, at 40.
With a 21-year-old.
That's what we're doing.
Whose idea do you think it was?
His.
Yeah.
He's like, Sauce. You know,
hey, watch this, Sauce.
You know what's super cool and funny? Smoking weed.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm
Sauce.
Thinking maybe he went to Sauce and he's like, hey, man, let's do a handshake. Yeah. We're like cooking peyote. And Sauce is like, dude, what the hell are you talking about, man?
Yeah, maybe
let's
they're
do
smoking
one of us
peyote.
Smoking weed.
Maybe that's what that is. And I was like, what
hey,
are
hey, Sauce. Hey, bro.
Seventh grade? Hey, like, what hey, are we Sauce. Doing?
Hey, Sauce. Hey, bro. You want to do a secret handshake? Okay, like this. Now, act like we're smoking.
And just do that. And it'll like be we'll be high, and it'll be hilarious. I know. I saw that on Twitter, and I was like, "Wow, Aaron Rodgers is such a dork,
Look
man."
That's
huge. I see why his family. I see why his family doesn't talk to him.
Get out of here.
And so this is something that Abe brought up a few months ago, but the Cavender twins, who were on a NIL deal with the WWE, finally made their television debut last night on WWE NXT. They were not in a match. They just showed up on the show.
Those are the young ladies from Miami, right?
Yeah, the twins. Yeah. Oh, okay. So congratulations.
What did they do?
They just came in and made an appearance after somebody's match, and they got a little pop from the crowd and whatnot. And
Did you watch it?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
I don't really watch NXT. I try my best just to watch Raw and SmackDown. That's a lot. That's 5 hours of wrestling every week. I don't have 5 hours.
Which one's NXT?
So NXT is WWE's developmental
And people go watch that?
That's a wild ass story that you just told us on the radio.
And people actually go watch that?
Yeah, these people that we've never heard of showed up to a minor league wrestling event that none of us watched, and we don't know what they did. That was what the story was.
Well, they showed up after a match.
Okay.
And they basically got introduced to the crowd. Oh. No, NXT is actually a pretty big deal. They have their own pay-per-views, their own belts and stuff like that.
They do pay-per-view for minor league wrestling?
Yeah, well, people watch it. It's wildly popular.
Just not you or us.
Well, I mean, I don't have all the time.
I'm not
in the world,
trying to be a jerk.
It was just kind of funny.
That was the details of the story that we just did. I know why that one was on the back
page. That's why it's on the back page.
Yeah. All right.
And if you if you want to go find a video that'll make you want to slap the something out of somebody. So during the Campbell versus North Carolina State Regional, which was an elimination game that happened on Saturday, you can find this guy. Lou James Groover hit a foul ball into the crowd. That's the guy's name.
What's his name?
Look, Lou man. James Groover?
There's video out there of this. Look, this dumb human being holding a kid going after a foul ball. Maybe you've seen it.
I have.
And he drops his freaking kid on his head.
Yeah. Are you freaking?
Oh, I'm not.
He pile-drived his kid.
Yes, what's basically.
And he didn't catch the ball.
What's his name?
Lou James Groover is the kid that hit the foul ball.
Oh, okay.
Because there was that video of that dad at the Major League game a couple years ago that had his kid in one of those baby Bjorns, caught him, and then pounded the beer. Yes. And it was like, that dad's awesome.
Dude.
This guy actually fell to the ground with his kid, fell forward with his kid to get a foul ball, and his kid slammed his head on the
concrete. And what league was this?
This was a regional for the NCAA baseball team. Not even a super regional.
Right.
It's not even like World Series.
He wasn't going to catch like an Aaron Judge home run. It was a foul ball from Lou James Groover
in the first round of basically the playoffs.
He said it wasn't even a super regional.
I mean, if it was the super regional, pile drive your kid into the cement.
The super regional, you do that.
If this is the super regional of the College Baseball World Series, drop kick your kid to get the foul ball.
Right.
And there you are.
Oh, my goodness.
I just like the name Lou James Groover. That's a funny name.
Hopefully you'll see him in the bigs one day.
Old Lou James. When he pops up with the Brewers in a couple years, we're going to remember him for this.
Dude,
all right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Braves win last night over the Mets. Also, Lionel Messi's coming to MLS, and someone may be coming with him to Miami. We'll tell you who coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.